This is IGN.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up, the latest Deadpool and Wolverine trailer sparks tons of speculation. Welcome to your IGN Daily Update. But first, Netflix has reportedly scrapped a Witcher spinoff show focusing on the band of misfits Freya Allen's Ciri joins at the end of season 3. According to Redanian Intelligence, filming of The Rats, named after the group itself, was cut short by several months and will likely be reworked into season 4 flashbacks. Though intended to be a prequel series spanning 6 to 8 episodes, focusing on the characters before they meet Ciri, The Rats reportedly only filmed for 2 months instead of 6, with only footage for 1 or 2 episodes being secured. Redanian Intelligence said Netflix scrapped plans for an independent season after seeing some early footage, and this will instead be folded into the upcoming season 4 or released as a short ahead of time. Further evidence comes as the resume of Juliet Alexandra, who plays Reef, was obtained by Redanian Intelligence, who said previous mention of the Rat spinoff has now been removed. This report comes days after Netflix announced The Witcher will end with season 5. Next, EA has made Star Wars Jedi Survivor part of the EA Play subscription in some PlayStation regions. IGN has confirmed Respawn's action adventure is now part of EA Play on PlayStation in the UK. EA has yet to make an announcement, but the move comes ahead of an expected price hike for the subscription service. Earlier in April, it emerged that EA Play would get a price increase starting May 10th. EA plans to increase the standard tier for EA Play from $4.99 to $5.99 per month, or for those that prefer to pay for a year in advance, the price will increase from $29.99 to $39.99. In contrast, the Pro tier of EA Play will increase from a monthly fee of $14.99 to $16.99, or $119.99 annually, which is a $20 increase. The inclusion of Star Wars Jedi Survivor in EA Play would soften the blow of a price rise. Presumably, it will also be available as part of an Xbox Game Pass Ultimate subscription, which includes EA Play, although the Microsoft Store is yet to show it. And a year after Grand Theft Auto V's source code was leaked to the public, a group of modders has released footage of the seminal open-world game running on the Nintendo Switch. Modding team Superstar South posted a 2-minute clip on the official X account spotted by GamesRadar showing GTA V on the Switch. Superstar South announced in March that it was trying to create an unofficial port of GTA V for the Nintendo Switch, Linux, and Android. The Switch's technical specs being what they are, the performance leaves a lot to be desired. Of course, Grand Theft Auto V is more than a decade old now. There are any number of reasons that the Switch may struggle to run GTA V despite its relative age, including engine compatibility issues. It's unlikely that Superstar South will ever release its version of GTA V on the Switch, given that Take-Two Interactive, Rockstar's parent company, has a history of cracking down on unauthorized projects. The latest trailer for Deadpool and Wolverine is here, and fans are already dissecting it frame by frame to plot out the key moments and search for any clues as to what the movie has in store. Shortly after the trailer was released online, people started sticking their claws into the footage to pick out the small details that some might have missed on the first watch. Hot topics of conversation included the Ant-Man corpse cave, X-Men character sightings, and some strange sorcery, prompting speculation among fans. At around 1:51, Ant-Man makes a surprise cameo, but not how you would typically expect to see the Avenger. It looks like Cassandra Nova, the evil twin sister of X-Men leader Charles Xavier, aka Professor X, has opted to set up her headquarters inside an Ant-Man corpse, with the superhero's helmet lifting up to reveal a skull entrance. Some people online expressed concern about the character's condition, while others saw the funny side and poked fun at Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania. some people were more intrigued by the individuals surrounding the villainous base, many of whom were identified as X-Men characters. The X-Men reunion looks to be bigger than first thought, but the party doesn't stop here, as a previous photo leaked from the set of Deadpool and Wolverine showed Hugh Jackman's Wolverine in a snowy forest, engaged in a fight with what very much looked to be the villain Sabretooth, though his time in the MCU might be short-lived. One shot from the Deadpool and Wolverine trailer shows what people believe to be X-Men graves. An exciting moment towards the end of the Deadpool and Wolverine trailer sees Ryan Reynolds' Deadpool and Jackman's Wolverine leap through an interdimensional portal together, prompting speculation about which character opened the gateway for them and where it might transport them, since it cuts before we find out. This new trailer for Deadpool and Wolverine, due out July 26, 2024, follows the first preview we got during this year's Super Bowl. That trailer was so big, it became the most viewed trailer of all time within 24 hours. And with so much to unpack and discuss this time around, there will no doubt be plenty of eyes on this one as well. That's your IGN Daily Update. My name is Tony Jackson, and if you want more news on your favorite games and entertainment topics, make sure to visit us at IGN.com. You can also download our free app on your phone or console and subscribe to our weekly podcast through the podcast service of your choice.
Spoken Layer. Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.